Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, if I'm looking for a new car, should I look at a new car or a used car in 2024?
Great question. So, you know, 2024 has brought some unique circumstances for the car buying market. The average car on the road is on the road for 12.6 years. The average new car costs $47,000. But we're seeing some another things that are affecting the car market. Insurance premiums are up 20%. The cost to repair a car is up 20% as well. So really, when you start looking at, should I buy a new car, used car, there's a couple factors that you should build. And I know it sounds kind of technical, but you probably should build a little spreadsheet or a little data on each car purchase to make sure if it makes sense. Obviously, one of the first things people need to look at is financing. You know, if you're financing a car at 8.5% or 9% interest, and you can finance at 0% because of a dealer incentive, that might make sense. It might make sense to take advantage of that 0% rate while it's there. But the biggest thing is, with the cost of repairing a car and the cost of insurance going up so much, and obviously if it costs, if you buy a type of car and it costs a lot of money to repair it, the insurance is probably gonna be higher pretty soon in that car. So the best thing to look for is a used car. If you find a used car that's relatively inexpensive to repair, and is at a good price. If you can find a car that hits those levels, that's what you want to do. But if a new car is relatively reliable and doesn't take a lot of money to repair, it might be a better option. But one thing we are noticing with cars is a lot of the newer cars have fancier options, more technology, more microchips, more sensors, more cameras. Because it has more cameras, because it has more sensors, they're costing more to repair. So some of these used cars, you know, some of the older Hondas, for instance, are getting a premium because they don't cost that much to repair. And they're not as tech heavy. So some used cars, some of the older, not even last 3 or 4 years, but sometimes some of the 6 or 7 year old cars are a better deal overall than that. But you really need to look at each individual car, and don't just look at the price, don't just look at the payment, look at the average repair cost. And look at what you know, the insurance companies are saying it's going to cost to insure that car. It might not be a bad idea to call your insurance agent and get quotes from different cars and see how that affects it.
Right. And those are definitely things that you can easily do and talk to your insurance agent and say, hey, okay, new car, used car, what am I looking at insurance premium difference-wise?
Yeah, insurance premiums. And that's, but really, in the past, you said, well, just buy a car that's gently used, you know, a couple years old, it's great. But the reality is, it's costing so much to repair a car and so much to insure a car, and they're going up so quickly that those are two costs people don't consider beyond the payment.
Right.
And so those are the two big factors to factor in. And the newer cars with the more heavy technology, some of them are costing a lot more to repair because there's not as many people doing the repair work as there were.
Right, right. So, well, thank you for helping us kind of unpack this difference between a new car and a used car and different considerations there. And thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight, and I hope you have a great day.